Hey y'all, the following podcast is a Georgia Cyber Center production. Thanks for tuning in. Things are about to get wild.
Augusta University presents In the Wild, the podcast for all things AU. With this week's Quick Jag, here's your host, Rayshon Riggs.
Welcome y'all to In the Wild, and joining me in the studio, we have our very special intern, Kiara. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad that we are in the studio together because, you know, virtual stuff is getting old and played out. But we are starting a new little segment to the podcast that I'm super excited about. Mm-hmm. And Kiara, you're going to kick us off with some wild topics.
Yeah, so we can all agree that March Madness is a real thing, especially when midterms kick in during spring semester, right?
Yep.
So most people get like mid-semester-itis during this time. I definitely have, and stress levels are to the T, to the 10. And we can also get really out of balance. So I have to ask for our wild topic, what's something wild you did during undergrad that could be considered March Madness?
Ooh, that's a good question. Should I go first or should you go first to
I'm
answer
like,
that question?
You go first.
Okay, so
get the tea. Give me the tea.
So, disclaimer, I'm not that wild of a person, although our branding is to be crazy and wild and all that good stuff. But what first comes to mind is I remember my freshman year. I don't know if it was my first or second semester, probably my first semester at the university. And my roommates at the time were those like stereotypical students that were taking Adderall to like help them study and stay focused for finals.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like one of them was actually prescribed the Adderall. So of course he's taking it because he needs to, but he was offering it out to other people. Like, I'm not sure. No, I'm not going to take any prescribed drugs. Like, I'm happy that it works for y'all and for you, but I'm not taking, I'll rather struggle. Another thing, they were just, you know, passing them out like, hey, if you want some, it's fine, no big deal, da-da-da. And I'm like, no, I'd rather fail than, you know, just take a weird drug. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But another thing that I thought of, too, was the first time I tried to pull an all-nighter. And we were just talking about it. Like, I'm an early riser. I'm very, I'm a picky sleeper, if that makes sense. Like,
I get it, yeah.
Like, I have to sleep in complete darkness. It needs to be cold. It needs to be silent. Like, if not, I'm not going to have a good night's sleep. And the idea of doing an all-nighter is very foreign to me. But I had procrastinated so bad on this one paper that I needed to do, and I was like, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. And literally stayed up all night writing it, Adderall free, because no drugs.
Yes. Whoa. You said Adderall free.
And it was such a struggle, and it was the worst experience, the craziest thing I ever thought that I could do. And to get up, and I probably think I got like maybe 45 minutes of sleep right before my class, maybe an hour, and get up, go to class, and the professor was like, actually, I'm going to give y'all an extra 2 days on the assignment.
Ooh.
And
I'll be doing it.
And I was like,
said it would.
I was like, the betrayal. Like,
oh, because you were up.
I stayed up all night. My eyes are baggy. My eyes are red. I'm tired. Like, I want to go back to sleep. And I did this for nothing. So I'm like, nope, here's my paper. Here we go. Like, nope, you're going to take this paper.
You're going to take it today.
Like, no. I struggled for, I stayed up all night for this, so you're going to take it.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Man.
But that's probably some of the craziest things academically that I did for midterms, as far as midterms are concerned. What about you?
Yeah. So I asked this question, and I was like, it's really not that wild. I'll give an example of this week. So usually I try to work really hard, got my stuff done. But it was like I literally had a brain crash. Like, my brain just said no. Like, mm-mm. And so I just could not even do any of my work because of everything that's going on. And I think this is a good point. I mean, of course, like, it's funny, but it's a serious part of your college career, like mental health, because you want to balance everything. You want to be on top of everything. You want to make sure you make your professors happy. If you're working, if you're doing any other extracurricular activities, and sometimes you literally just have to have rest and to slow down. So I felt bad. It felt like, dang, Key, like, you got to think about your GPA, girl. But then at the same time, I was like, there isn't going to be any GPA if there's no Key.
Exactly.
So I had to put everything down, and that was a bad time during around midterms. But I'm not failing, y'all. I'm not failing. But that was, like, the first example that came to my head. But I totally agree, staying up all night or just not balancing friendship time with schoolwork time. And you're like, yeah, y'all, let's get lit. Let's hang out. And then you're like, I got a class at 8 a.m. or something.
Or, like, that one assignment you forgot to do. Like, you thought you'd done everything. Yes. And you felt super productive. And you hang out with your friends. And then in the middle of hanging out,
yes,
you're like,
yes,
wait, I was supposed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to do that quiz. Oh, crap, it's almost midnight. Yeah. Let's hurry up and wrap this up. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got me a couple times, too.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely. And then you feel like the lame friend that's like, yeah, I gotta leave early because I have an assignment.
And then, you know, you have some people trying to, you know, take their quizzes and take their tests while they still, hanging out with friends and doing whatever they do. So it's, I can relate. I don't miss those days at all because college was very overwhelming.
No, seriously. The best part, I love getting an education, but it's really hard when you're being quizzed on everything. It's like you're being pressured to learn a lot of the time, and so it takes the enjoyment out of life. Life is a classroom, and it's just the stress is building back up. But yeah, so I hope, I guess, if anybody else listening could relate, as a student or as a professional, like, you have to balance those things out even personally for yourself.
And I think, yeah, that this chapter of life is a great experience of learning how to balance multiple responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Because since I've graduated, I've learned, because of all the stuff that I did while I was a student, like, okay, I know how to tell people no. I know how to check in on myself and take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
From all of the times that I failed from my freshman year to senior year.
That's a good point of view.
Like, I know going into the adult world, because when you think about it, once we leave from here, you are on your own in a way. Like, all of the resources that campus provides, like, you no longer have access to. So I learned a lot, and I took everything that I learned from my mishaps, and I learned my lessons, and I was able to apply them after I graduated. I think it helped me a lot, especially compared to some people that I knew in college that weren't involved and didn't try as hard to, build a resume and just take advantage of these opportunities. Like, I feel professionally I was a lot more prepared for life.
That makes sense, because, like, the sacrifice that you make ahead of time, because it can often feel like that, like, am I overdoing it? Am I doing too much? But when I look back over my life, it was always in those seasons that felt like the strain and the tension that prepared me for the next. So I love that perspective.
Mm-hmm. And I think because college, you know, we're at a place where it's okay if you fail. It's okay because people know that you're a student. So when you, have overbooked yourself or overwhelmed yourself with other projects, and you tell your professors or you tell whoever in your life at that time, like, hey, I'm going to have to cut back, or I'm going to have to, you know, do some things differently because I'm failing at life. People are like, I get it. You're a student. But then when you get on this side of things, it's like, you should have learned how to manage your time a lot better. Like, people aren't as understanding and as forgiving as you would when you're a student. So yeah, learn all those lessons now so you don't have to worry about struggling afterward.
Yeah, that's key. That sounds like we're getting lessons in our March Madness. The wild thing is to know that there's grace in this time period and to
drop
just enjoy
gems.
It. Yes, and take the risk and get wild. Boom.
Boom. But transitioning into some other stuff, we're going to transition to what's happening in the news. And first up, which I think is really exciting, is that the university has updated us on on-campus events and their protocols. So for all of you who are wondering, for summer and fall semesters, we are going to transition back to face-to-face instruction, which is pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Because it's been over a year since
we've
had like a traditional feel to campus, so that's coming back pretty soon.
Yeah. And also, there's an amazing partnership that's happening between the Augusta Regional Airport and Augusta University, where the airport will actually be providing a base for AU Health's air medical program. That's very, very incredible to think about. And so AU Health has partnered with Metro Aviation to provide rapid transport via its dedicated, highly skilled clinical crews who will be available for scene response and inter-facility transport to AU Medical Center, which is the home to the region's only level one trauma center.
I think that's so great because the state of Georgia is so rural, and to be connected to other healthcare systems via air care, I think, is going to be really important.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
And another story that may just warm your heart is a teen athlete is no longer slowing down after a hole in his heart was repaired at AU Health.
Wow.
Blake Taylor found himself getting exhausted easily while playing sports before learning that he literally had a hole in his heart. And this was a condition that typically heals itself when babies are born, because some of them are born with their some organs not fully formed. But for Blake, he was one of those rare cases where it did not heal itself.
Mm.
And he was living with it until it caused him some problems. And he went to AU Health, and we had one of our physicians take care of him. And this procedure used to require open heart surgery, but now it was done in a minimally invasive fashion. So he's back to doing what he loves.
That's super inspiring. And I just love our heroes at AU Health. So,
yes. And what events are happening on campus, Kiara?
Yes, you guys. So there is an amazing production that's coming up out of the art and design department. And the director is Melanie Kitchen Domera, and the show is called Metaphysique d'Ephemera. I hope that I pronounced that right.
That sounds right.
Yes. So the show will actually begin on Friday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m., and it's going to be outside, which is really cool.
Yes, it's
going to
be on the portico of the Maxwell Theater.
Yeah, so go.
And we also have one of the cast members coming on a little bit later on the show to tell us more about it. So stay tuned for that. And speaking of people coming on the show, we have two students, our two fourth-year medical students coming from MCG to talk about Match Day, which is a super exciting event for medical students. And they're going to be here to tell us all about that very soon.
Yeah. That's really, really exciting. And also in the sports department, we have our campus recreations intramurals kickball season beginning, and that will start on Monday, March 22nd.
I know a lot of people right now are missing, like, going outside, so I think that is a great way to kickstart spring with some kickball. So find a team, find some people to team up with and join kickball this season.
And also another event that's super exciting is that we have a scholarship competition coming up for Mr. Augusta.
Yes, that was another COVID casualty that got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Happening this Thursday, or not this Thursday, what am I talking about? On Thursday, March 25th at 7 p.m., also at the Maxwell Theater.
Yeah.
Super exciting stuff. Out of all these things, what makes you most excited about?
I think the variety of events, and also just even that knowing that we're going to have more in-person things, because a part of the college experience is the social aspect that really makes it memorable and meaningful. So I'm excited to know that we're slowly and safely opening back up and creating a world where we have more interaction, not just through a screen.
I feel you. I feel you. Would you consider yourself to be a little bit more extroverted or introverted?
I think I can be both. Actually, I I'm extroverted. And like when I need to be, so when I'm around people, I'm definitely more of like, hi, my name's Kiara. And I turn into like the kindergarten version of myself where you introduce yourself to everybody. But I'm also the person who loves being by themselves. Like I genuinely enjoy my own company and I have to like reboot, that's the word, and recharge by myself. How about you?
I'm literally, I think, the prime definition of an introvert. Mm-hmm. And similar to what you just mentioned too, where like if I need to be around people, if I need to be social, I certainly can be, and I have no issue with being social, but it drains me and I need to recharge. And my default, I guess, is just being by myself. Like I think of doing stuff by myself and mm-hmm. I'm my own best friend, which is not sad as I choose to be my own best friend. And yeah, I enjoy my own company too. I like to just hang out with me, myself and I.
Yeah. And I find that usually when you enjoy your own company and you know how to enjoy spending time with yourself, it's a lot easier spending time with other people, you know, cause you're content in where you are. So yeah.
But my problem is that because I spend so much time alone, when I do get around people that I really love to be social with, like I want to hang on to them and like not let them go in the moment. Mm-hmm. So like I'll be able to talk, like I'm not a phone talker.
Okay.
Like, I hate talking on the phone. But if it's someone that I really enjoy talking to, like I could be on the phone with them for hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like I haven't talked to you in a minute and we got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of those type of people where it's like the introvert has left the building momentarily. So you're going to have to deal with all of the energy that I've had on reserve for a minute.
Yeah. It's a balance, though. It definitely is. Here we go again with balance. But yeah, I guess life is just a balance. So
that's, I guess, the theme for today's episode. But y'all stay tuned because we got some more stuff coming up real soon.
Augusta University's Student Counseling and Psychological Services are available to all active AU students on campus. They offer individual, couples, and group counseling for free. They also specialize in other services related to trauma and the LGBTQ+ community. Their short-term model treatment is available to serve students with limited resources who want to seek advice on a wide range of common concerns. These services can be expensive off campus, so utilize these free campus resources while you can. You can get more information on services and appointments online at augusta.edu/counseling.
Welcome back, y'all, to In the Wild, and joining me in the studio, super excited, our next guest is part of this semester's theater production. So give a warm welcome to Ms. Fadia Mamnarayan. How's it going?
Hey, good. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being here. You are our first theater student be here. So I'm super excited to have you. So just getting started, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the theater production this year.
Oh, thank you for having me. My name is Fadia Mamnarayan. I am a senior comm major, actually. I'm also pursuing a certificate in theater performance. So I've been taking theater classes at AU since my freshman year, on and off. And this is just the first semester that I've had the opportunity to be a part of an actual production. I was going to be a part of last spring's production, but of course, that didn't happen.
March was not very kind to us.
It
last
was
year.
Not. So yeah, it's really exciting to both be in the cast, but also kind of working on the crew side of things because I'm kind of helping Dr. O'Meara with the PR aspect of the show as well.
I love Dr. O'Meara. Shout out to Dr. O'Meara. I've had her a couple times too, and she's awesome.
She is.
So what has it been like working on the crew and on the cast? Like, how's it been? Have you been overwhelmed or what has that been like?
There have definitely been some overwhelming moments because it's kind of a balancing act, having to juggle, you know, figuring out your lines and making sure that you're on it with the cast and with your character, but then also trying to get people to come out I honestly kind of feel like the PR aspect has been a little bit more difficult this semester, just with everything going on. Gotcha. It's a little bit harder to get the word out.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about this year's production and tell us about your character. Well, I guess what you can say without spoiling it.
Yeah. Well, so this year's production, it's called Metaphysique d'Ephemera, which essentially it's French, and it's French for the metaphysics of ephemera. And ephemera is, ephemera are those things that you enjoy for a short time. So our main character, our main protagonist, the Cat Prince, the story is based in this old, decaying Coney Island. And the Cat Prince is kind of living in the past of when Coney Island was at its prime before, like, the huge fire that hit in the 1900s. And I get to play the rabbit, who is kind of coming onto the scene. He kind of notices this thing going on where this prince is like kind of living in this far off land inside of his head. And the rabbit kind of gets to play devil's advocate a little bit and try to bring him back into the real world and take him out of that place in his head.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to get into character for that role? That sounds pretty interesting.
It is. It's pretty interesting. One of the inspirations for that character is actually the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. Uh-huh. So there's a little bit of that, and then something that Dr. O'Meara kind of gave me to help me out with, you know, my body language and things like that. She said that my character is a little bit of a flinner, which is one of those, like, kind of hoity-toity rich men from back in the day that would just kind of walk around. They had time to stroll around. And if anyone's seen Bridgerton, which everyone's seen Bridgerton at this point, she says it's kind of like the Duke vibes. So I get to kind of channel those, as well as just bringing in a little bit of humor now and then, because I get to be the voice of reason and the voice of reality in this show. It's the language is very, very poetic. It's not like your typical show where there's a quote unquote play where there's like a beginning, middle, and end. When you go to see it, you definitely have to kind of be prepared to see something that's dreamlike.
I can already start like brainstorming what the set will look like. I'm really interested. Have you always been interested or had a passion for theater, or did it just develop as you were a college student?
No, I have always really been interested in theater. I did some shows back in the day, back in high school. I'd never done anything like this before. I'd done like musicals and stuff like that. So this is definitely a change, and it's a really cool change, really cool show.
Okay. And since we are unfortunately still in the pandemic, mm-hmm. what precautions have y'all taken or will take to make sure that the show is safe for everyone?
So we're not doing it inside of the Maxwell. So that's the first major change. We're actually doing it out on the portico, so right out front of the Maxwell. And we have, on any given rehearsal day, our cast and crew are between 10 to 12 people. So obviously that area in front of the Maxwell is huge. So we're social distancing, we're masked, and there aren't, you know, any points where we're super close. Nobody's touching, anything like that. And then for the actual show itself, we're doing it outdoors, so we have limited seating. Inside the Maxwell, you can fit a couple hundred. Outside, we're going to be limiting to 30 to 40 people per night. And masks are required for the audience as well.
Would you say practicing or rehearsing outside and not being able to touch each other, was that more difficult, or did you not feel a difference?
I think practicing outside, it's definitely had its challenges. I think it would be a completely different show if we were able to do it under regular circumstances. But the challenges kind of made for something really cool in a different way. So we have a lot of movements that, you know, usually, for example, you may be moving someone somewhere or tapping them on the shoulder or something like that. But we've kind of made it to where we're sort of mirroring each other on the stage sometimes and different things like that, where it's a lot more interpretive. Okay. I guess.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. What would you say have been some highlights so far with rehearsal?
It's always nice to be outside. I think that really adds a different element to it. Just kind of being out there in nature, and having everyone just like really on their game, knowing that this is a little bit more high stakes because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it means that everybody that's here really, really wants to be here. So it's been great to just be a part of that and just be around so many people that care so much about the work that they're doing.
Oh yeah. I bet that energy is definitely, something that you need to be able to perform, especially under the circumstances. So if you had to give a student one reason to come show up for the show, what would that be?
Get out of the house. I mean, it's a safe way to experience live theater, and we haven't had live theater for over a year now. Concerts are canceled and things like that. So this is a way for you to, you know, get out, enjoy something. It's only an hour long, so you're not really, it's not a huge time commitment. So yeah, I think, and it's going to be a beautiful show. The way that Dr. O'Meara and Professor Joyner and Professor Williams, the way that they've all worked together to get the set and all of that designed. We're actually loading in this weekend all the big set pieces, and it's going to be really just, like, stunning.
I'm so excited. So tell us when it's happening and how we can, or where we can go to learn more about the production this year or this semester.
So it is happening. It's in a little over 2 weeks now, March 18th through the 21st. So that's a Thursday through Sunday at 7:30 p.m. each night. To learn more, you can head over to the Theater AEG's Facebook page, our Instagram page, or if you see one of our flyers anywhere around campus, there's a little QR code at the bottom that you can scan. And that takes you to the event website. So that's got information about the show, all of some behind the scenes pictures and all the inspiration behind the show and all of that. And that's always being updated.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie, for being here.
Thank you.
Augusta University's Student Health Services mission is to provide quality health and preventative services to AU students. They offer a variety of services to students, including immunizations, clinic services, and virtual resources. They have multiple clinic services available to students, from women's services to primary medical care. They're conveniently located on the Health Sciences campus for students. Give them a call at 706-721-3448. Or check them out online at augusta.edu/HSH.
Welcome back, y'all, to In the Wild. And joining me virtually, we have two awesome students joining us to talk about Match Day. So please give a warm welcome for Susan Brands and Carter Reed. How's it going, y'all?
Going well. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. I'm super excited to talk to y'all. So for those unfamiliar, can you explain what Match Day is?
Sure. So a lot of school, I mean, across the nation, everyone has a system of NRMP sends you an email that says where you matched. This year they moved it up, so it's going to be at noon. It's just a nationwide email goes out and says, you matched at this location. for your residency program, and going into that system, it would take a year to explain. But essentially, you put a rank list in, the school has put a rank list in, and then this algorithm matches you up with your program. And so the way MCG does match day is kind of, in my opinion, a lot more fun than other places. It's kind of a thing to like not take yourself too seriously. It's so an hour before the emails go out, they actually make these little envelopes that say where you matched. So you kind of get to find out like an hour before your email, and you, all your classmates choose a theme. This year our theme is favorite TV or movie character. So everyone comes dressed up very strangely. You see some all kinds of things. Everyone shows up and you walk across the stage when your name's called, grab your envelope, and then go open it up with your friends and find out where you're spending the next 3 to 5 years of your life.
That's awesome. So for students, or I'm not a student, but for people like me who aren't completely familiar with how that process works, so you're saying that up until you open your envelope, you have no idea of where you're going.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So on Monday of the week, you find out, you get an email from that same organization that says, like, you matched, like, you have matched, we found a match for you in the system. If you do not get that email, you have to go through something called SOAP, which is kind of scrambling to find open programs. And it's actually pretty decently successful because there's a lot of programs that aren't open, that aren't filled either. So you kind of scramble into a spot, but you still don't know where. And then on Friday, you actually find out where you're going.
Gotcha. And Carter, mm-hmm. You're able to match early. So how does that feel, knowing exactly where you're going before everyone else?
A huge load off, and now my motivation for the rest of the year has just plummeted. Urology and ophthalmology both match early, which is in February, which is actually even a little bit later this year because of COVID. It used to be January, but that was, I went out and hung out with my friends who's also in urology, and we opened our computers together and found out where we were going together, and then just, you know, had a big part shindig for the rest of the day. And ever since then, you know, I've just been looking forward to graduation, sleeping in, and just trying to pass school.
I feel you. So will you still be dressing up and celebrating on match day?
Oh, yes. yeah, the school doesn't host any big thing for urology and ophthalmology match, so I still want to have an excuse to dress up and have fun with all.
Yeah, just less anxiety for him. He gets all the celebration, just minus the anxiety of his
future fate. Gotcha. Have y'all decided on your outfits and who you're going to be?
Well, it's a niche reference. We're going as like Blink-182 characters. It's going to be, it's a work in progress essentially, but we're going to incorporate Blink-182 into our costume.
Yeah, some of the music videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like one of my fans.
Mm-hmm.
So is it?
It's tough to explain. It'll be a surprise. That'll be a teaser for our costumes. More, because we haven't entirely figured out the details yet. Yeah.
So is it just going to be y'all two dressing similarly, or is it going to be a larger group of y'all? For
just
okay.
Yeah.
Some people are doing big groups. I know there's like there's always a Scooby-Doo group every year. That's a classic. There was some other, there's a like Mario and Luigi, like a big group going. There's all those characters. People do big group outfits. Well, I think a couple years ago, there were like 10 people who went as Star Wars characters. They did a pretty good job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Y'all are going all out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. People body paint themselves. That seems an interesting thing.
So this year is going to be at SRP Park. Can you share more details about how y'all plan to keep it safe while we're still in a pandemic?
For sure. And I think that's why. So originally we were scheduled for Miller Theater. And while that capacity is huge and, you know, the 250 students are well below capacity, we were just kind of thinking, let's make this even safer. Like, let's find a way to just not be stressed about this at all. So the first qualification was that 90% of us had to be vaccinated, which we're well over that now. We're probably close to 100. I haven't checked recently, but I know we're well over 90. And then, I mean, the SRP Park is a 6,000 capacity, I think, and we're capping it at 250. So definitely, and it's all going to be outside. The stage is going to be set up on the field. There's going to be big, the screens, the big, like, baseball park screens are going to have the presentation on it and everything. I actually just went to the white coat ceremony they had at SRP Park last weekend. And it was, yeah, it was great. It was a little cold, but it was all outside. The event went, it sounds like a strange concept. It's never been done before, but it was actually a really neat thing. Everyone really enjoyed it.
I'm excited to watch, I guess, the photos and everything on social media, because I feel like there's a really, like, big posting about it during that day. So I always are so, like, I'm so fascinated to see the pictures of everyone's outfits. And before I knew about match day, I'm like, why is everyone dressing up? Like, I don't get it. They have a theme and they match, but where are they matching to? So I'm so glad you're kind of here to help educate me.
Susan, all schools dress differently too. Like, I think Emory wears like dress and suits. That's actually the only other program I know. I know a lot of people do, like, a variation of things, so.
I think it's pretty cool. So I just feel like I have to ask this question. I think last time, Susan, when we first met, I asked you this question, too. Like, a lot of our listeners are Grey's Anatomy fans. And so what, and I'm not sure if y'all are big fans of medical dramas, but what would you say are some, like, common misconceptions that you notice within that medical drama genre on TV that we see?
We're more Scrubs people from Grey's Anatomy or like House.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I think this is going to be a weird answer, maybe. Carter, you can brainstorm while I'm giving this. But I haven't watched any medical drama, kind of intentionally, but also accidental. But in my head, at least through, like, the commercials, the doctors are always, like, panicked. Those guys are always, like, losing their minds, sprinting around, like, in a complete chaos. And while that is the case, you know, sometimes, and for the most part, I mean, you kind of treat trauma as like a routine. Like, you got to kind of make order of the chaos. So most of the times it's a lot of chaos, but the doctor's the one kind of trying to keep everyone actually on track and not just losing their minds. So I think that would be the first thing that comes to my head. Do you have a better answer than that?
No, not really. I will say that for Grey's Anatomy, I know there's one episode where, like, there was, like, a bomb in the hospital, and then, like, there was gunshot wounds coming in. And just crazy stuff like that doesn't happen.
Hey, you never know. I'm sure somewhere it's happened. But yes, he's right.
Yeah, like, each season they have, like, this crazy tragedy that happens at the hospital or in the city. And I'm like, this can't be the norm, like, for every hospital right. There is. Like, it's crazy about the traffic of cases and patients that they get. So, yeah, I can see how that's, like, taken out of proportion.
Most days are very routine. Like, you know what to expect most days.
Yeah, the percentage of chaos in those dramas is very hard to use.
So last question before I let y'all go. In what ways can our listeners kind of just show up and support y'all this year? Because we won't necessarily be able to show up at SRP Park.
That's a nice question. I don't know, just, like, make the best decisions to be safe for yourselves. It's such a, even when we were trying to organize this for the students and seeing, like, what the families could do to help us celebrate, it's kind of like, you know, make the smartest decision for yourself. Like, you're in control of your health. You're in control of the health of those around you right now. And it's such a unique circumstance. So just, like, you know, we love being celebrated and we love having that other side for the day. But, oh, sorry, our dog is also excited about the experience.
He's excited, too.
Just, you know, be smart for yourself and put your own health and the health of those around you first. And it'll still be a fun day for us, even under the circumstances.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the photos and all the things. So be sure to tag In the Wild in some of those photos so we can, like, share them, because I definitely would love to see them. And congrats in advance on matching. I know that's a super exciting time for y'all.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We're really looking forward to it just being over. It'll be a weight lifted off for sure.
Oh, I bet. But until then, take care. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you'll never have to miss another one. Also, to make our hearts sing, give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. But don't stop there. Share our episode and talk to us on Instagram at InTheWildPod. You can follow me too at RayshawnRicks. Until then, I'll see y'all next time and go get wild.